Good morning. I'm delighted to talk to you today about our consumer and office business. By way of introduction, consumer and office is an enduring franchise. What I mean by that is that the first two products that 3M company marketed over 100 years ago were wet and dry sandpaper and masking tape. Today, we continue selling both of those products, and I'm happy to tell you that the sales are strong. Consumer office also is the home to the crown jewels of 3M company. And what I mean by that are Scotch tape, Post-it note, Scotch-Brite scourers, Ocello sponges, Scotch-Guard fabric protectors, 3M abrasives, adhesives, and others. In fact, you don't have to answer me this, but can you name another brand of tape other than Scotch? Can you name another brand of self-stick note than Post-it? Or another sponge than Ocello? Or another fabric protector than Scotch-Guard? The reason for this is that 3M invented and introduced that category of product to the world. It's hard to imagine that there was a time that there was no tape in the world. But there wasn't until 3M invented masking tape. Just to establish our credibility, I think I made my first presentation to a group similar to this in 1993. We had just formed the consumer and office business. Since then, in the United States, the average growth rate in sales has been 6.7%. The compounded average growth rate in operating income has been 10.3%. Worldwide economic profit has been 12.6%. Headcount on the average every year has gone down close to 2%. And as a result of that, productivity in this business has gone up 8.8%. These are some financial data. We have had modest sales and operating income growth in the first half of the year. One thing on this chart that is somewhat atypical is that this business has 59% of its sales in the United States. What that means is that we have plenty of room to grow outside the United States, because we just said the name of the business is consumer business, and only 5% of the consumers in the world live in the United States. So potentially, this business should be significantly larger outside the U.S. than inside, and I'm glad to tell you that with the strong support of George Buckley and Ingo Tulin, in the past couple of years, we have taken the right steps, and our business is in the international is growing very nicely. To give you more transparency, I want to talk to you a bit about the market segments that we compete. We don't have a single competitor across all the businesses that we are in. There are competitors in each segment, but there is no one that has the breadth of technologies that 3M has that as a result can compete in such a diverse segments of the consumer and office business. Approximately 44% of our sales comes from office and stationary products. 27% comes from construction and home improvement, 23% from cleaning and protection, and 6% of what I call the new business opportunities. And what that is that it's an incubator for the new businesses, that we start out new programs there, and we wait until they grow, and they may become a part of other businesses, or they may become a business of their own. Let's talk about each one of these segments to give you more transparency. In the office and stationery market, 3M has the top two brands in the office market, Scotch tape and Post-it note. really there is no retailer that can live without Scotch tape and Post-it note. Now, this segment of the market, the office market in particular, has been affected by the white-collar layoffs, quite a bit of it on Wall Street, as you know. However, on the strength of new product introduction and planogram expansions, we have been able to mitigate quite a bit of the headwinds that we have faced. In the construction and home improvement market, 3M abrasives, adhesives, and tapes, of course, they are household names. But in particular, I want to have your attention to this product, which is called the Scotch Blue Masking Tape, probably the most coveted product in the home centers, the likes of Home Depot and Lowe's. I mentioned to you that 3M invented masking tape about 100 years ago. It was beige in color. To this day, we sell quite a bit of it, and we are the market leader. But we are not satisfied to have the best product. We always look at how we can obsolete our own product. Because if we obsolete our own product and come with the next generation, obviously that makes it much more difficult for anybody to catch up with us. Later on in my talk, I'm going to talk to you specifically about what we have done with the blue masking tape versus the traditional beige masking tape, to a large extent replacing it and upgrading the market. This segment of the market, again, has been affected by the slowdown in the construction. However, again, on the strength of new products, in particular, the Filtrete filters that George talked about, and he gave away our sales and a whole lot of other information that I would not have given it to you, and the Command adhesives, I'm going to talk about that a bit later also. Again, we have been able to overcome the weakness in the marketplace and have growth in this segment. In the cleaning and protection market, our Scotch-Brite scouring products and Ocello sponges are household names, and we have extended that to take advantage of the what we consider to be a mega trend, which is the aging population and baby boomers, people like me, having their children left the house, gone to college, gone beyond that, and being empty nesters, they are paying a lot more attention to their pets. All of a sudden, the family dog has become the new son or daughter. So we have come up with a whole line of grooming products and pet care. And by the way, I'm going to talk a lot about a lot of new products, and each one of you is going to receive a bag with a sample of any one of those products that would fit in that bag. And we are going to ship it to you because some of them would be hard to get into the airport, into the custom. I talked to you about the fact that we have a new business opportunity segment. I want to take one example of how that segment is evolving. Brad Sauer last year in this meeting made a wonderful presentation and talked about the great line of hospital products that we have for wound care and a whole lot of other things. What we are doing here is that we are taking those products, consumerizing them, putting them in consumer packaging, creating awareness, and they are being marketed under the Next Care brand in categories such as first aid tapes for wound care, first aid supplies for hot and cold therapy, braces and supports, and cold sore treatment, skincare products, and a whole lot of other things. Now, against that background, let me tell you how we are growing this business. Because it is not an acceptable answer to say that the economy is tough and things are difficult to grow and therefore we don't have growth. We have to grow the business. We have a commitment and obligation to our shareholders. And the way we are growing that business is through new platforms for growth, coming up with new categories, that's easy for us, expanding our core products. By definition, we have good market share if our product is in every household and every person is using it. So there is room to grow for every one of our products. Through key account partnership, there are some of these accounts that are growing at a much faster rate than the others are. Yes, the economy is tough out there, but you didn't hear Walmart complaining about the economy. Walmart had pretty good results. So key account partnership is an integral part of our business. And last but not least, I told you that our business is 59% inside the United States, and that is not acceptable. We have to grow the business outside the United States, and we are doing a good job of that. So let's talk about each one of those. Starting with the new platforms for growth. You know, there are 7,200 people, roughly speaking, that they come to work at 3M every day to do only one thing. They don't come to sell, they don't come to market, they don't come to manufacture, they come to invent a new to the world technology or product. At 3M, we have said technology belongs to all of us. And therefore, even though I don't pay for the cost of all that 7,200 people, I am in a wonderful position that I can have my marketing people identify the mega trends to understand what are the big things that are happening in the world. We talked earlier about the aging population, for instance. To identify opportunities in those segments and match those opportunities versus the work that these 7,200 people are doing every day, or preferably they have done in the past. Rosa Miller is going to talk in a little while about a wonderful new product that we have introduced in the last year or so in Latin America. We call Cerraya, non-scratch Scotch-Brite, basically. A scouring product that doesn't scratch Teflon-coated pots and pans. Well, that technology was developed at 3M 20 years ago, and it was introduced in the United States 20 years ago. But in Latin America now, that is a brand new product, and it's a growth platform. And that's a nice position to be. But in addition, we have new things. The most shining example of it is filtrate line of air filters. We know that the air in just about every major metropolitan area in the world really is not good to breathe. When you walk on Fifth Avenue in New York, and you smell all that exhaust coming from all the taxi cab and others, that's not healthy. You know that. There's nothing I can do about the air outside, but there's plenty we can do about the air inside your home and in your offices. There was a time that the air filters in the central heating and air conditioning units were good enough to filter out particles the size of a pebble. That's no exaggeration. They are made of fiberglass. They were sold for 50 cents. And we came with a filtered line of air filters. At the time, I think we priced it at about $12. What a huge difference, huge difference. The difference is that filtered air filters filter out particles smaller than the size of the particles in cigarette smoke. We have a wonderful demonstration downstairs. Please look at it. We have a chamber that we actually light up a cigarette and we force it through the filter and nothing goes through. It all gets captured. Let's look at an ad, and maybe that would do a better job because I might get too excited and explain the product too much.
If you had a mouse in your home, you'd trap it. If you had bugs, you'd trap them. Well, you have things like dust mite debris, bacteria, pollen, and mold spores circulating in the air in your home. A Filtrete high-performance filter traps 90% of them. An ordinary filter, just 20%. 90 versus 20. It's your home. Trap them. For cleaner air, change now to a Filtrete filter from 3M.
Now, Mr. Buckley talked about the fact that we have gone down market and we have innovation on the down market and the pyramid. We also have gone up market. Our new generation of the Filtrete filters They filter out bacteria and all kinds of allergens. This is allergy season. My son lives in New York City, and the poor kid, every time he talks to me, he's all plugged up and all that. It's the harshest ragweed season, I understand, in New York area. If you have a filtering brand filter in your central heating air conditioning unit, it captures them. In fact, this product is so good that Walmart stores have about 150,000 or thereabouts SKUs of products in them. They have selected 10 products out of that well over 100,000 SKUs as what they call volume-producing item. The products that they want to get the maximum sales for, because it is good for people also. It's a part of their campaign of save more, live better. Filtry filters is that. They reduce the price rollback of more than 20%, and they paid for it. They did not charge 3M for that. Very unusual. And this is the way that the shelves at Walmart stores look. Now, we have talked in the past about manufacturing capacity expansion. George Buckley talked about that today. Without that, filling up the shelves of 4,000 Walmart stores would have been impossible. We also have been, by the way, that's an interesting point, that the price point on them is from $388 to $1,888. And the nice thing is that people are smart enough to know that they should buy the more expensive product because it is better and it's a better price-value relationship. In fact, a leading consumer product magazine, and that magazine is known to have preference for less expensive products, has consistently ranked the top-of-the-line filtrates as number one, number two, and number four best buy. We have expanded the line to a line of room air purifier. That's something that you can have in your office, in your bedroom, whatever. And we have brand permission to extend it to water filtration. And we have introduced the first generation of that in the Lowe's stores as an under-the-sink water purification system. Another new product, another new platform for growth has been what we call the Command Hooks. What we are doing in this category to nail and hammer is what we have done with the Post-it note to scratch paper and paper clips. Basically, this is a material that's very stylish. It adheres to the wall. You can hang anything you want to it. In fact, the brand manager is known to hang his personal computer on the wall with it. It holds it. And then you can remove the hooks without any damage to the wall. Let's look at an ad and see that visually.
Welcome to Command Performance. Act One. The handsome wall and the stylish Command metal hook get together for the holidays. Act Two. The bond between them is strong. It holds. Act Three. When it's time to part, there are no regrets. No damage. Stylish Command metal hooks and everything else you need to decorate, damage-free from 3M.
This product has become a very successful Christmas season item also, because people can hang all kinds of decorations on the wall, and then after the season you remove it and you remove the command hooks without any nail or any damage to the wall. Also, it is a real hit in the college dormitories and places that you are not allowed. In many college dormitories, they tell you that you are not allowed to put nail in the wall. And, of course, we have made sure that the command is available. Then we turned our attention to cutting tools. There was a time for a disruptive technology, for something brand new. And we introduced the Scotch cutter line. Let's look at an ad again and see how it works.
The Scotch Gift Wrap Cutter. Faster and safer than scissors for clean, straight cuts. and Scotch pop-up tape. Keeps both hands free for wrapping. Don't just wrap it, Scotch wrap it. Scotch makes everything to make gifts beautiful.
One of the analysts was in my office yesterday, and at the end of the meeting, I gave him this particular version, which is a box cutter version of it, a heavy-duty one. And he said, "Oh, no, 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 I cannot take that." I said, "Why not?" He said, "Because they won't let me in the airplane with that." Well, you can, because the nail in this case is not exposed, and it's very safe, and it doesn't cut anything that you don't want. Knowing that in consumer business, it takes a while before a new product replaces a real established product, we decided that, well, we might as well take a run at the product that we are trying to replace, which is scissors, and we might as well use our capability in design. We have a design center in Italy, which is second to none, and we have introduced a whole line of new scissors. They are stylish, and they function better, and you will have a sample of that. A sample of those also in your bag. And then we talked earlier about pet care and about the fact that people are willing to spend more if there is a better product. And we talked earlier, I think in a couple of presentations, it came out about micro-replication technology. George Buckley, I believe, referred to it, and Steve Webster talked about that. And that is what I said right at the beginning, that we identify an opportunity, a market opportunity, and we look at the technologies that we have and match them up. This is a case that we came up with a new line of lint rollers, and specifically with one that we call the Scotch Fur Fighter. If you have a nice, hairy dog that really loves you, and you go home, and you have a suit the color of what I have and most of you have, and dog jumps all over you, you know what happens next. Well, and I told you about the baby boomers that now they let their dogs to sleep on their bed and sleep on the couch and all that. Well, some of that hair gets embedded in the couch. Let's look at an ad and see how does the 3M product deal with that.
For some, it's the arm. Others, dead center, or anywhere, off limits. Pets love couches, and so does their hair. Good thing there's Scotch Fur Fighter Hair Remover. Sheets with fur-grabbing fingers pick up even deeply embedded pet hair. Hair vacuums can leave behind. So let them play, roll over, or just chill. Scotch Fur Fighter. Take the fur out of furniture.
The second growth driver for us is expansion through our core products. One of the product line that 3M has great success with is Scotch-Brite scourers and Ocello sponges. Our marketing people did a study and they came back and they said, the problem with the Scotch-Brite line is that, and any product of that nature, is that women that have long nails and they care about their nails, when they go to wash pots and pans, especially if it is heavy scouring, they break their nails. And if we had a product that would protect the nail, it would be a nail saver, that would be a great product. So again, we put our scientists to work. They came up with a line of scouring products for every kind of application, from real heavy scouring like this to real light scouring like that. And let's look at an ad that shows you how it works and what it is.
Now you can do the dishes and still have lovely nails. The new Scotch-Brite Ultra Nail Saver Scrub Sponge. Specially designed grooves keep your nails out of the mess. Unlike these, which keep you in the mess, or these, which are the mess. With absorbent cellulose for wiping. 5 different scrubbing strengths. Get it done right, Scotch-Brite.
Well, this product caught the attention of a whole lot of people, including Martha Stewart, who called and asked if she could come and bring her film crew with her to 3M. She came right in this building a couple of months ago, visited our innovation center, and she did a segment on it. which I believe was 14 or 15 minutes. We don't have time to run all of that, but let's see if we can watch about 1 minute of what she said about the product.
The mineral in here is soft enough that it will not harm enamel, but it's strong enough that it'll cut right through that burned-on tough food. Yeah. It's just great. Another challenge in the kitchen, get a new nonstick cookware and you want to keep it new, use the no-scratch scrubber. It will not scratch. And this one, great for getting into crystal and goblets and things like that.
Very good to know.
Really nice, nice product.
And actually, when I do this, I feel that it's not scratching.
Right. And last, eggs and cheese. They want to stick to everything. So this scrubs off the eggs and cheese.
But then you can rinse it right out? Uh-huh.
Just rinses right off.
I'm going to go and get one of each of these.
Well, please.
Oh, can I?
These are the first ones available. We're just now launching them.
Okay, well,
I am
happy to test them for you in my kitchen.
Excellent. Great.
And we make plenty of messes.
With so many fantastic products to their name, I can't wait to see what innovative ideas 3M comes up with next.
Well, since George Buckley has come to 3M, he has constantly challenged me on coming up with getting into the category of writing instrument. So we had to do something about that, except that, you know, the writing instrument is a crowded category and you have to have the right product. So what we did is that we came up with a pen or highlighter or a combination of pen and highlighter that also has Post-it flags on it, the convenience of the Post-it flag. Well, as the luck would have it, we had a call from Oprah that she loved this product and would we send the inventor to her show? Well, we reluctantly accepted that. They invented there and she did a wonderful segment on it. I wish I could show you all of it. We don't have time for it. But she liked it enough that in several subsequent shows she talked about this product. And she made it a part of her book club, the Internet Book Club. So let's just look at about a minute of what she talked about.
So this pen has completely changed the way I do things in life. It's a highlighter that has a supply of little flags built into it. Have you all seen this before? I'm so glad to be introducing it to you. So this is what happens. I read a lot of books. I have to do a lot of book reading for the show and for pleasure. This is our current book club selection, by the way, by Ken Follett. It is an amazing book. It's 973 pages. Now, normally what would have happened, I would have to read this book, and I would have to go through, and I'd take a little marking pen, and then I would write the page of whatever I wanted to remember at the front of the book. But now everything it's all right here. It's so much better because whenever you're reading something and you want to flag it, you mark it down with your little marker here, and then you twist this, and you flag the pages as you go along. Post-it flags, because you're going to need this little post-it flag pen when you're going through your book club selection. Here's the perfect accessory. You're going to need one of these for reading A New Earth, the post-it flag highlighter from 3M. And as you can see from my copy, I love these. Post-it flags, love these. Remember I told you about these little post-it flags?
I wish I could have shown you the whole segment. It really is a nicely done segment. And on the other hand, maybe the reason I liked it is that what it did for the sales of the product the next day. I talked to you earlier about the beige masking tape that 3M invented, and I told you about the fact that we wanted to upgrade the market, and we always like to obsolete our own product. And we went out and we did market research, and we asked people, what can we do for you that you would like in the masking tape area? And they said, give us a masking tape that I could use it outside the house, on the windows or whatever, that if it would be a hot day, if it would be a humid day, if it would be a sunny day, I don't have to do it right then and there, that I would have the chance that if I'm hot, to go inside and rest for a while. Or if it's a professional painter, that I can go on another job and finish that and come back to this. So we came up with the Scotch Blue masking tape, and of course we didn't settle for one generation. It has been several generations. So let me put it in perspective for you. Assuming that the roll of a beige masking tape of a certain size is 50 cents, The new, what we call 2090 masking tape, is $2.50. And what we have called the 2080 painter's tape, Scotch Blue painter's tape, is $3.75. And if you put that in a dispenser, it's quite a bit more than that. The great thing is this, that people absolutely love it. And every time we convert 1 point of market share from ourselves, from beige to blue, 3M profit goes up $1.4 million. And we are not finished. There's 27% left. And there's products from other people, too, for that matter. Let's look at an ad.
How do I transform a room in a weekend? Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. 24 hours after I painted this wall, I taped over it to add another color.
It's the only tape that can do that.
And whether you leave it on for 2 hours or 2 months, it still comes off clean.
Now that is a sharp paint line.
Even in bright sunlight, indoors or outdoors, it comes off clean.
Look for Scotch Blue with the orange label. Indoors or out, it gives you the edge. Scotch Blue.
Now, going back to my philosophy of trying to obsolete our own product, the holy grail was, what do you do about Post-it note? I think that's the most beloved product that 3M company has. So we went out there, and again, we were not bashful, and we asked people, how can we improve Post-it note? And the answer was, don't touch it. We love it as it is. Do not touch it. But we have some pretty smart marketing people, and what we have learned is not only to listen to what people say in the focus panels, but more important, listen to what they don't say. So we asked the next question, why do you love it? And the answer was, because I use it on everything. I use it to stick a note on a sheet of paper, send it in the office. I write a note and I stick it on my PC screen. I write a note, I put it on the telephone, I stick it on the telephone, on the refrigerator, on the front door, so on and so forth. And what our marketing people heard is that for most of those applications, you are using for an application that Post-it note was not invented for. Post-it note was invented for paper on paper, not paper on any other surface. It falls off from those other surfaces. So we decided there was a need for what we call the Post-it Super Sticky, a product line that would be that would stick to every kind of surface, would stay there. If you have it on your PC screen, you don't need to use Scotch tape anymore. It stays there. And since most of the application would be in the retail segment where the original Post-it note did not have good penetration, we felt it was great to make it really attractive, new designs, new colors, and that's what we did. Let's look at an ad.
They're different Post-it Super Sticky Notes. Go to Post-it.com for all the latest designs and special offers.
The great thing about it has been that it hasn't, in this case, it has not cannibalized the original Post-it note. Even though the sales of the Post-it Super Sticky now is about 31 or 32% of the Post-it note category, but all these sales have been in the retail area, largely in the retail area, and has not cannibalized the original note. But the beauty of the designs forced the editors of the International Herald Tribune on an article on design that they had to select a few products and talk about how great the designs are. They include iPhone and, what is that, Mac Air or whatever it is, the new lightweight laptop from Apple. And, of course, Post-it note. And lastly, in this area, 3M's commitment to the environment goes back a long ways. When I joined the company, and that was 37 years ago, we appointed our first vice president of environmental health and safety acts. And therefore, we have reformulated a whole lot of our products. Post-it Note now comes with the recycled paper version. It is getting tremendous response, both in U.S. and in Europe. We are taking the waste from the optical lighting film, and we are using it as a container for our bandages and for dispenser of tapes. We are making scouring products from bamboo shoots and the walnut pits. And, of course, the scratch guard has been completely reformulated. And quite a bit of additional works. Dr. Buckley talked about the fact that we are covering the entire price pyramid. And I can see that some of you thought that what it means is that most of our sales is going to go in this area. No. We do cover it because our customers ask us, please make my private label for me also. Please give me an opening price point. We do that, but by doing it right, by giving the best value on the premium branded products, the way I look at that pyramid, it looks like this. It's upside down, like the right and the other way. Let's look at a couple of examples. We make tapes and we sell them at selling price being at 89 cents to $3.90. These are the best selling items. These are the ones with 90-some percent market share. We talked about the masking tape. We make it from $2.48 to $34. These are the best-selling items. We make Post-it Note from 62 cents for private label to $5. These are the best-selling items. And on the strength of the new products and growing the base business, look at the construction and home improvement business that started with two products, a tape and an abrasive. Today includes all kinds of safety products and tapes and adhesives and abrasives and filtries and command hooks. And within the next 12 and 18 months, it's going to expand to include all of these products. That's the way we grow that base business. The third driver is close partnership with the key accounts. This is the way we deal with our key accounts. Relationships at every level, executive to executive relationship, extremely important. As a result of that, this year, Staples named us Supplier of the Year in three regions of the world, the first time ever. The three regions that they do business in, these are the only three regions they do business in, the only time ever that a supplier has been given that award. Target made us Supplier of the Year in two separate categories. The executives are telling me that that's the first time in 10 years that a supplier has got that award. And just last week, George got a letter from Walmart that we had been named Supplier of the Second Quarter, and there are many others. As a result of those, being a preferred supplier in this tough economy, this is, for instance, what Staples has done. We used to have a planogram for Post-it Note that was 8 feet, quite a lot, by the way. 8 feet is a lot, all of these. And on it, there were 22 private label items. They have changed that, and the new planogram is 16 feet, double in size, and only three private label items. And, of course, we make those three items also. We have done the same thing with the Office Depot. So the reasons that key accounts like working with 3M is because we bring new categories. We are innovative. The 3M innovation is real. We have category-defining brands. We have good growth margins for the accounts, good value to the end users, and we do quite a bit of innovative marketing. George talked earlier about what we have done with the YouTube. And this is what we did. We started a contest. Because Post-it Note has been a favorite of people on the YouTube anyway. But we started a contest and said, tell us how you use YouTube, how you use Post-it Note. Over 300,000 people went to the site, went to our site, and 3,000 people, more than 3,000 people, submitted their application for the Post-it Notes. Again, all of these are several minutes. We don't have time to show you something that takes several minutes. We have asked our people to cut it to 30 seconds and show you two examples of it.
Mm-hmm. Give mommy an O. Where's the O? Yeah, give mommy the O. Good boy. Where's the S? S. Yeah, give it to mommy. Good boy. Where's the T? Yay. What is the spell? Post it. Come on with me.
This last one is an example of our posted educational notes that we have printed on different alphabet letters and numbers on the posted note, and it has been a successful product. Our final growth driver is the improved international penetration. If we assume that we have 100% penetration in the U.S., and we are far from that, in Europe we have 32% penetration, in Asia-Pacific 21%, in Latin America 15%, corrected for the economies that we are in. Again, please remember, only 5% of the population of the world lives in the United States, so we have significant opportunities outside the United States. One of the things that we have done, and Steve Webster talked about that, is that we are looking at locally important products. In China and Taiwan, people really care about their children and their education more than they care about themselves. So the lighting is important to them, and we talked about the polarized light, Einstein polarized light, that was developed in Taiwan and has been introduced in the China region. Let's look at a quick ad on that. And also in Taiwan, we have introduced the Filtry countertop water filtration, which is the preview of the things to come all over the world. This is an example of our display of the Scotch-Brite scouring products and mops and brooms and things like that in the Carrefour store in China. This is an example of our floor care products in Carrefour store in Thailand. This is an example of our Scotch-Brite line of products in Walmart in Brazil, where we have been named Supplier of the Year several times. This is the global replication of the 16-foot posted planogram in China, in Korea, in Japan, and in Australia. This is posted notes in Argentina, Guatemala, Colombia, Thailand. And in this case, when we introduced posted super sticky in Korea, we had people write a note to their loved ones to the adjacent city, and they stuck it on this high-speed train. And it was actually raining that day. And when the train got to the other city, all the notes were still stuck on the train. And that's the way we introduced the product over there. So let me summarize it. I don't want you to think that things are easy right now. We know that there's difficult macroeconomic conditions. But I think we are dealing with it. The reason being that we have great technologies. We have a string of new products. We have excellent support from the toughest customers out there, the key accounts. We have global reach, and as a result of that, we can be sure that this business remains an enduring franchise for the company.